I'm Katie Gilkey with today's Open Range. Mexican officials, upset by President Trump's considering an import tax to pay for his U.S.-Mexican border wall and his plans to renegotiate NAFTA, are making their own threat. Mexico's economy minister says of any NAFTA renegotiation, quote, "If we're going to go for something that is less than what we have, it makes no sense to stay," unquote. Former Clinton USDA trade chief Paul Drezik, who also served in the U.S. Embassy in Mexico in the Reagan years, says unilateral tariffs to pay for a border wall would not only end NAFTA that established North American free trade, but such taxes would in the end be paid ultimately by Americans.
We're going to apply a tax on imports from Mexico to pay for a wall and claim that that means Mexico's paying for it, when in fact the tax would be applied to American importers, who would then pass the extra cost along to consumers. The actual tax paid would be by Americans to the U.S. Treasury, not by Mexicans.
Further complicating matters, he points out, Trump wants a 20% tax on Mexican goods, but congressional Republicans are discussing import taxes to pay for comprehensive tax reform, and to be WTO legal, such tariffs must be applied across the board, not just on Mexico. That's today's Open Range. I'm Katie Gilkey. Thanks for listening to Ag Information, Network of the West.